Congratulations to the 2015 Grain Production Entrepreneurship Proficiency Award winner, Clayton Robertson. Clayton, tell me a little bit about how you're feeling right now. You literally just won a national proficiency.
I'm feeling really excited. When I stepped on the stage, I was super nervous. And then after that, all the tension was gone and just on cloud 11, not cloud 9. I'm just two steps above that. You know, it's great.
Now, Clayton, explain what your SAE was. What was that supervised agriculture experience that got you to where we are today?
So I've always been interested in grain production. Since I was born, I've been interested in it. And my dad gave me the opportunity to sharecrop some ground. I started with 29 acres, increased the acreage to 34 acres, and that's what I'm farming today. And it's basically my operation. I make the management decisions. I choose what types of corn I'm going to plant, the chemicals, fertilizer, manage my finances with the help of my advisors through my record book, and make my marketing decisions. And it's really helped me to learn. Just, I feel like I'm part of the agriculture industry now.
Now, with everything in life, we always have some people behind the scenes, those people that are just pushing us to go one step further. Who would you say has been one of your biggest supporters and or mentor throughout this entire process?
Yeah, I've had lots. My advisors, of course, they stuck with me the entire time while I was filling this application out. And my parents, couldn't get anywhere without my dad. Of course, he taught me everything I know about grain production. And my mom, because she's been the one who pushed me from day one. You need to do this. You need to develop your speaking abilities. And that's been great. And they've also put up with me constantly saying, ask me some questions about corn so I can do good for my interview. And I'm sure they're annoyed at that and definitely relieved that that's over.
Well, you know, we always have to say thank you to those people. Now, Clayton, with everything also in life, we have some challenges. And what were some of the biggest challenges that you came across throughout your SAE, and how did you overcome those?
So I'd say, I mean, besides the time management, the biggest challenge I had was expansion. I'm coming from a very competitive part of Missouri for ground, and with high commodity prices recently, although those have dropped off now, there's been a lot of competition for ground, and it's hard to rent, and I don't own any ground due to the fact of the high prices makes it unprofitable for me at this young of an age to purchase ground. And I've just had to deal with expanding because there's lots of farmers who have a better footing than I that can pay higher ground when I just can't figure that it will pay, that I will be profitable. And I guess to overcome that, I've really just had to, I'm just building up. I'm gaining credibility, gaining capital, and gaining ground. And that's how I'm working to overcome that.
Now, Clayton, if an FFA member came up to you and, you know, noticed that you were a national winner and maybe asked you some questions and were interested in starting their own SAE in the area of grain production entrepreneurship, what would be some advice that you would give that FFA member?
Go for it. You know what it takes. First, be informed. You know it takes money to start up. It takes lots of your time. It takes lots of stress and making those management decisions. You don't get a lot of sleep when you're trying to plant. You know, either you're up planting, harvesting, or you're up thinking about whether you should be planting or harvesting. And know that there's a possibility that it will fail. But a failure is just, one failure is, the road to success is paved with failures. And we always have to learn with those failures. And I mean, I've failed plenty of times, but I've always learned from those failures to take myself to the next level. And other than that, just go for it. Life's nothing if you don't take risks.
I must agree with that last statement, Clayton. And when you get back to Missouri, what's the future looking like?
For myself?
Yeah, what's the future for yourself or the SAE?
So my future for myself and my SAE are kind of intertwined. So I'm going to study agribusiness management at the University of Missouri in the fall of 2016. That's the plan now, agribusiness. I may switch majors, but that's what I'm planning. The reason I want to do that is because my SAE has honestly taught me that I want to go away from the farm for a little bit. And that's because I think I can use my knowledge that I've gained from my SAE to better serve people in agriculture than I could farming. Now, that's not saying that I won't go back to farming in a few years, but as my dad says, the dirt's under my fingernails and it's in my blood, and I'll always come back and I'll always have the urge to be part of farming and definitely part of agriculture. So the future's wide open for me right now.
Congratulations to Clayton Robertson from the great state of Missouri as he was named the 2015 Grain Production Entrepreneurship Proficiency Award winner, sponsored by Valent USA Corporation. Here at the 88th National FFA Convention, I'm Thomas Shull.